Gary, you know, as a preacher of the gospel, and I know as an evangelist for 33 years, the only way, bottom line, that this is going to change is the gospel of Jesus Christ, changing the hearts of people. And while we have an intense love for those that are enslaved in this false ideology called Islam, and should be doing and are doing everything in our power to try to get the gospel to them, Gary, that does not negate the responsibility that our government has to keep the citizenry of the United States safe from nefarious entities, whether they be terror organizations or state sponsors of terror. Our government has a responsibility. And Gary, that is not incompatible with the gospel, is it?
No. And in fact, that's what Romans chapter 13 teaches. And, you know, I think that that's what Donald Trump is trying to do. You know that, Dave? I think Donald Trump understands, excuse me. I think that Donald Trump understands the seriousness of Islam. And this is what he's trying to do with his immigration policy. He's trying to do everything that he can to keep people who would become threats, Islamists, who would become threats to the United States of America from coming into this nation, perhaps even as one disguised as a refugee. The government, according to Romans chapter 13, has the responsibility to protect its people against the terror of evil. And Islam is a culture of evil. And whether it's Donald Trump or whether it is the government in general, those in leadership have the responsibility to protect the citizenry of the United States of America. We need to pray that that can be done, and that can be done in an expedient way.